The scripture says, a noise like a strong driving wind, and it filled the entire house in which they were. Strong driving wind. How to talk about the Holy Spirit? Well, been here 28 years. You know, I like to make movie references. So I hope many of you saw this Russell Crowe movie. I think it's a classic, called Master and Commander. Who's seen Master and Commander? Oh, I got some guys that are looking at me. Not a chick flick. No, I understand that. But the guys would like it. It's a Russell Crowe plays the captain of a British man of war ship. And it's in the Napoleonic Wars. So it's around 1800 or so. And at the beginning of the movie, it's a foggy day or foggy evening. And from out of the fog, this French ship attacks his ship and damages it and gets away. And this infuriates Russell Crowe. He is a man on a mission. He's going to find this French ship and take this French ship. Of course, he has to get the damage repaired. And then he's got to go out and try to find it. And he sails all the way around South America to find it. Now, in the course of this trip, he reaches something that naval people know as the doldrums. It's places where the wind just stops. And if you're on a sailing ship, and they didn't have motors back then, the wind stops, you stop. So his ship's dead in the water. He's not going anywhere. And he's not happy, because he wants to be chasing that French ship. So what does he do? He does what a lot of captains would do in that time. They lower the longboats, put the sailors in the longboats, tie big ropes to the main ship to the longboats, and then have the sailors in the longboats row the longboats and tow the big ship. It's a marvelous scene in the movie to see it happen. And these sailors, that's the hardest they'll ever work. You're out there rowing and rowing and rowing, and there's no shade, and the sun's beating down on you, and you're rowing and you're rowing, and you're barely making any progress. You're like creeping along and creeping along. And then finally, the scene comes out where the wind starts to hit the sails, and soon the sails are filled with wind, and the sailors are back on board. They're still working, but they're not working that hard. They're working the tackle, and they're going up and down. They're doing what they're supposed to do. But the ship's really moving now because the wind is pushing it. And I think that's a good way to understand the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit is a power and a force. The Bible begins, the first verse of the Bible, the Spirit of the Lord moved upon the waters. Creation begins with the Holy Spirit. It moves. It's always action. And depicting it as a wind is a good thing because it gives us energy. It moves us. If we close ourselves off to the Spirit in our lives, we're like those guys on that longboat trying to make progress one row at a time, and it's going to come real slow. But if you open yourself up to the gift of the Holy Spirit, you'll let it take over. You'll be surprised how much more you can really do. You can be lifted up and have energy you didn't know you had. And I do believe that is so realistically true because I've experienced it a couple of times. And that had to have been the Holy Spirit. I have no other explanation for it. Last time I experienced this was this past midnight mass, because Christmas came on Monday. Now, I've been blessed my 28 years here, Father Keller, Father Cheru, and Father Bill Sinatra, and I've been blessed with these priests who have helped me out, but I'm all alone now. So I had to do all the masses. So that Sunday, I did 7:30, 9:30, 11:30, 4 o'clock, 6 o'clock, and then come back for the midnight, and I'm a guy who goes to bed at 9, so, you know, it's been rough. I'm sitting out there greeting everybody before every Mass, but I'm sitting in that chair thinking, I don't think I can get up. I was so tired, you know, and everybody, of course, real happy coming to midnight Mass, and I'm sitting there smiling, and I should have got an Oscar for that performance. I was smiling and trying to keep a good spirits, and then I said, Dear Lord, this is up to you. I'm going to go down that aisle. I hope I can get it done. Well, the caroling music started, and I started coming down the aisle, and I felt a rush of energy inside of me. And by the time I got up here, I said, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Lord be with you. Let's try that again, because I got a response that the other man says, "The Lord be with you." There you go. See, that's the Spirit working. There you go. That's how it works. And it lifted me up in the whole liturgy. I still was able to sing the Mass, still able to play my cello. And I don't know where that came from. It had to be the Spirit. That's happened a few times, usually in those situations. So open yourself up to the Spirit of the Lord. You'd be astounded how many good works you'll be able to do.